big no. I'm just kidding. No, as a matter of fact, Pastor Gail, her grandmother, Selena Salazar, is celebrating 100 years of life, and they're having a special service for her at the church there in Cañon, and my wife wanted to attend and be there, so that's why she's there. But praise God. Grandma Selena is a wonderful, wonderful lady. In fact, I have a little story about her. She came over to dinner one time with us, and she says, "I need to talk to you about something." And I said, "Okay, Grandma, what do you want to tell me?" And she says, "I'll tell you later when we're done eating." So we got done eating, and I said, "Grandma, what did you want to talk to me about?" And she says, "You know what, Hito, I have something that I've been battling with and I've been struggling with." And I said, "What is it, Grandma?" And she goes, you know, Hito, for all my life, I have served the Lord. And I have led a lot of people to the Lord. And you know, I'm 92 years old now. And there's a lot of my friends that I led to the Lord when they were 60 years old and then they passed away. And I think they're up there in heaven wondering if I made it and if I didn't go the other way." You know, she says, they've been up there for 30 years thinking, "Where's Selena? She hasn't made it yet. Maybe she went the other way, bless her heart." But you know, the beautiful thing about it is, if they're in the presence of God, when she gets there, they're going to have a big celebration. How many can say amen to that? Amen. Amen. So some of let me see if I can read my own writing here. All right, this Wednesday, as we've been having our different projects and so forth on our Wednesday night studies, last Wednesday was a really fun time. I know the ladies really enjoyed Sister Becky, and she shared some things with the ladies, and then they did some other things. But the men went out visiting people, and we had a really good time. We got to visit with a few different people, and this coming Wednesday, we're having the CPR from, there's an individual that's coming to teach us all CPR, community. because they got real quiet. See, the thing is, if you could turn it down a little bit now, I can hear myself, that's scary. The thing is that God really wants us to know His greatness. And He's given us a tool to connect with Him so that we can connect with Him and use His greatness for what we have to face. You know, one of the things that the Lord really showed me was when my son was up in Anchorage, he was stationed at a place called Elmendorf. Elmendorf has they're known because they have this fighter plane called the Raptor. I don't know the number of the Raptor. All I know is it's a Raptor, and it's bad. It's a really, really cool plane. Well, anyway, we got to go to an air demonstration, an air show. And you know, at those air shows, they first come out and they fly all those planes that look like they're going to crash, and they leave all the smoke and they do all this. And then they start building up to these cooler stuff. And we even got to see one of these big stealth bombers, or not the stealth bombers, one of those big planes that carries like the tanks and all that stuff. And we got to see them drop army tanks from the sky with parachutes and all these boxes. And then like 300 soldiers. It was awesome to see all these parachutes coming down. And then all of a sudden, they said, we're going to show you now the Thunderbirds. And you know, the Thunderbirds put on quite a show. And I said, you know what? The show's over. Because the Thunderbirds, what can top the Thunderbirds? The Thunderbirds are just amazing what they do, how close their formations are and all that stuff. It's really awesome. Well, then all of a sudden, everybody started standing up because everybody thought that the show was over. And all of a sudden, the announcer said, you are about to see the baddest bird in the air. And everybody stayed real quiet. And they said, this is the, he said the numbers, and he says, the Raptor. And this plane came out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, as it came in front of the stadium, it just laid down this way. And there was smoke coming around it because of the vapors and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, it stopped. It dropped. And then it just took off again. And I said, I did not see an airplane just stop in the air and then take off again. It's something that you don't usually see. Well, then they started showing the everything that this Raptor could do because it's jets. It's the only airplane that the jets can move. So this thing doesn't have to go and make big turns. This thing can go straight and then just turn right on a dime and come back at you. It's something that no one has ever seen before. And see, I really believe when you're going to fight against the United States, they should just say, we're going to send you a demonstration of the Raptor and let you know what you're up against, because not only do we have one of these, we have a fleet of these. Because if you call in and you're going to want to go to war with us, we're going to bring in the Raptors. See, I really believe that a lot of nations would say, well, we don't want to mess with them because look at what they have. Well, the same thing is what God has equipped us with the power of prayer. See, God has given you a weapon that cannot be stopped by the enemy. In fact, the enemy trembles when he sees you get on your knees to start calling on the presence of God. Because when you get on your knees and you start calling God, all of a sudden you get God's attention, He shows up, and the enemy has to flee. Understand the power of prayer. Understand the tool or the weapon that the Lord has given us to call upon so that we can see His greatness like we've never seen it before. I really believe as a people, we've got to be able to say, I need a call on God. I need to learn how to up my prayer life so that I can see God in a different way. How many can say amen to that? Because I really believe that when you say Jesus, just imagine the name of Jesus alone causes the enemy to flee. Just imagine. How many of you can say Jesus today? Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Some of you need to say that over your lives. Some of you need to say it over the circumstances you're facing or the situation you're in. Because you know what? It changes the atmosphere. I remember, it was about 6 years ago, there was this movement called the Sacred Name Movement. The sacred name movement basically says that you have to call God by his name or he's not going to pay attention to you. And they were telling me this, and I said, you know what? God has many names. And I said, me as a father, if I was walking in the forest with my son and a tree landed on my boy and he would say, Daddy, help me. And I'd say, that's not my name. Father, will you help me? No, that's not my name. That's ridiculous. Because before that tree even hit my son, I would already be trying to figure out how to help him. And see, that's the love of a father. And see, we got to know and understand the love of the loving father is much more. You just need to look at him with your eyes and he says, what do you want, my son? I'm here. He shows up at the beck and call of his children. It says in the word of God, whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Sometimes you've got to be able to say, Lord, I need you. Why is it that we don't call on the name of Jesus? We don't call upon the Father when we're going through circumstances and situations. And that's what prayer is just calling upon him, just requesting him, seeking him and saying, Lord, I want you. I need you. Because a lot of times in our life, we need to be able to call on the greatness of our God. You know what? I have seen through the name of Jesus, marriages and families restored. I have seen through the name of Jesus, sickness fall off of individuals. I have seen in the name of Jesus, the atmosphere change where there was depression and heaviness to bring joy and excitement. I have seen through the name of Jesus that things happen that are straight. You can't explain sometimes. But when you call upon the name of the Lord, expect the greatness of God in a measure you've never seen it before. Because the thing is, God has given you that tool so that you can use it whenever you need to. Amen? You know, it's a beautiful thing when you see individuals that don't believe in Jesus, don't believe in God, but all of a sudden, when they're going through a situation or a circumstance, they come and say, will you pray to your God for me? That's happened. That's pretty exciting. When they don't believe, but they know inside, if you call on your God, something happens. That's the power of our prayers. That's the power of our God. You know, we're blessed to have the weapon of prayer in our lives. But we need to be individuals that use that weapon more often. We need to call on the name of the Lord. Whatever you're going through, call on God. Let God show up. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. I think I have to use a little scripture just to make it holy, right? It was pretty good, wasn't it? But we'll use some scripture here this morning. 1 Timothy 2. Verses 1 through 6, it says, first of all then, I urge that petitions and prayers and requests and thanksgiving be offered to God for all people. How many can say amen to that? You know, we need to be a people that are constantly seeking God, walking with the greatness of God. How many of us sometimes we didn't take time to pray and then we get ourselves in a mess and then we blame it on God and say, Lord, why did you let me get in this mess? When God is saying, you didn't ask me in the first place. Amen. It says, for kings and for all others who are in authority, that we may live a quiet and peaceful life, that all reverence towards God and with power, a proper conduct. I'm reading from a different translation that probably Frederick has up there. This is good and it is pleasing. It pleases God, our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to come to know the truth. In other words, it's through prayer. It's through spending time with God that we connect with God and we start understanding God and he shows us truth. Amen? If we are living in a circle of lies, if we're living in a circle of confusion, it's because we're not spending time enough with God so that we know truth. So I challenge you as a people, get off your merry-go-round. Get off of what you're doing and get on your knees. Seek God and let God be your God. Let Him guide. It says in the Word of God that He is a lamp unto our feet. Amen. He is the director of our path. He wants to guide us and lead us to greater things. But so many times we're so busy that we don't take time to get on our knees, spend time in prayer with God. And you know, when we pray with God, you know, sure, we're busy. We all have to work. We all are busy doing stuff. But you know what? In the midst of your busy day, you can pray with God. In the midst of being in a tractor, in the midst of pounding nails, in the midst of watching your embroidery, silk screening, whatever you do, you can still call upon the name of the Lord. You can still say, Lord, I thank you for being with me today. Lord, I thank you that you're here. I ask, Lord, that you just bless the people. And you can remember people that you're praying for. You can ask for the presence of God over individuals. You know, even at work the other day, this young lady came in and she told me that her husband had been going through battling cancer, and then he had found out that he was okay, and now all of a sudden he came out of remission and the cancer came back. I said, you know what? Well, let's pray that it go away again, because if God did it one time, He can do it again. And you know what? Sometimes you need to take the initiative to pray, to make yourself available so that others can see the faith and the favor of God in their lives. How many can say amen to that? I think it was Sister Joella this morning talking about sometimes we see individuals, we see some of these young individuals that are battling with alcohol or drugs, and we don't say anything. We just say, pobrecito. You know, well, and we leave it alone. Sometimes you got to speak to them. You got to let them know. Make better choices. God has a purpose for you. God loves you. You know, you got to speak from your heart and just let them know that there's someone that cares for them. Amen? The thing about it is we have become so kind of almost immune to these things that we don't say anything. They're accepted. They're not accepted in the kingdom of God. They're not accepted where there's an open heaven. Amen? If we live and we know the greatness of God, we can speak it to individuals that are battling in their lives. How many can say amen to that? Because how many of you battled in your life and someone had to speak to you, or you were in the middle of stuff and there was people praying for you? So therefore, we need to be the same. We got to take action and start speaking, loving, and encouraging. That's what it means to be in prayerful for all people. It says, for there is one God, and there is one who brings God and human beings together. And that man is Christ Jesus, who gave himself to redeem everyone. That was the proof at the right time that God wants everyone to be saved. Our God is a God that wants to see everyone saved. Amen. I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful thing when you go to someone's house that is sick and you think you're going to bless them, and all of a sudden, in the midst of being in their presence, they bless you. You know, some of you remember Brother Rudy. And I want you to know Brother Rudy. When I think of Brother Rudy, I smile, because he was a man that lived life and was pleasing unto God. I remember Rudy called me and said, Pastor, you need to come to my house. He was battling cancer. As he said it, he wasn't battling. He was getting ready to go home. He called me. He said, I need to meet with you, Pastor. And I walked in and I said, man, you know, I probably need to pray with him. I need to get my faith up, and I need to go in there with power and the power of God, and I need to pray for him. And he said, as soon as I came in the door, he looked at me and said, Pastor, I didn't ask you here to come and pray for me. I need you to sit down and get this notebook and this paper and take notes. I said, okay, Brother Rudy. So I sit there and he says, I'm ready to go. I believe my God is calling me home, and I'm ready to go. And this is what I want you to tell the people at my funeral. He started giving me the verses. I was writing them down. And he says, I want you to say this. I want you to say this. These are going to be my pallbearers. These are the ones that are going to do this. He started giving me all this. And I'm sitting there and I'm saying, Rudy, I came to pray for you, man. I want you to get healed. He goes, no. I don't want to be healed. I'm ready to go with my God. This is what I've gotten ready for. And it's my time. And I'm looking at him and I'm confused. But you know what? The beautiful thing about it, he tells me, and when they put me in the grave and they start getting ready to throw the dirt on me, you tell them, this man served the Lord. And he was grateful for every day God gave him. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that a testimony in itself? How many of us can really say, I want to live my life to the fullest so that when God calls me home, I know it's my time and it's time for me to go. See, the thing is when we connect with God through the power of prayer and through continually communicating with Him and spending time with Him, things change the way we think. We start understanding the greatness of God in new measures. We start seeing things not the way the world sees them, but we see them the way God sees them. And that's very encouraging. I want you to know as a people, because right now we get influenced so much by the outside world that we forget how good God really is. And God is saying, I am sending people in your direction so that you can speak to them and encourage them with the ways of the Lord. There is stories and there's testimonies in each one of you that need to be heard. And that's one of the things that we're even doing on Wednesday nights is we're challenging people to share their testimony, to share what God has done for them. Because you know what? If you speak it, all of a sudden you start understanding it and you want to share it more because you start seeing the results that it has and the impact that it has on other people. What you have needs to be heard. And that's the challenge that the Lord is giving us today. Connect with God in a way you've never connected before so that you can become effective for the kingdom of God. You know, the thing about it is we can study the scripture and we could be very head knowledge about the word of God. But really what needs to be heard is what God has done for you in your heart. If you really look at the word of God, the Holy Bible, it's basically a testimony of individuals that shared it and wrote it down so that we could be encouraged. Every incident in the Word of God is the Word of God speaking to us about individuals that had problems and situations, but all of a sudden they started serving God and really calling on His presence and building a relationship and then seeing God do great things through them. You know, I've been reading, and I think it's 2 Chronicles, where there's even a king, the king's, because that's when the basically the kingdom of God had been divided. There was Judah and then there was Israel, the north kingdom and Judah. They were all divided and they were even fighting amongst themselves. The people of God were fighting against themselves. And it says that one king would come and he was a good king and he might serve the Lord for 20 years or 25 years. But then you start seeing the ones that were evil, they would only last a while and then they get assassinated. In fact, there was a king that I just read the other day that was king for 2 months and then he got assassinated. But see, the thing about it was the inconsistency of their lives. The kings that really served God and tried to do what was right in the eyes of God, well, God blessed them. The ones that didn't, their lives were taken and their kingdom was taken and stripped from them. So if we could see that and learn from that, it's what God is saying is if you really want to see the greatness of God in new measures, call upon Him, get to know Him, walk with Him, and be available for Him so that God can show you His greatness wherever you go and whatever you do. Amen? So that we can experience God like never before. But the thing about it is you've got to put yourself in a position where you can see the greatness of God in your life. It says in James chapter 5, verse 16. It says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another. You know what? That's a hard thing to do sometimes. Talk about your weaknesses. Talk about your failures. Talk about your sins. How many of you realize that's hard to do sometimes? Expose yourself. God says there that there is healing in exposing your weaknesses and exposing your sin so that you can pray for one another. But I really believe that God is building. He's saying that the only way you can really trust someone is if you spend time with them and if you know them. If I know that I can go to a certain individual and share my heart, if I go to Brother Brian and I tell him, you know what, Brian, this is some of the stuff I'm going through. This is what I'm facing. I need your prayers. And I can go to him in confidence and know that, you know what, I can trust him with that because he's not going to go and tell everybody, you don't know what pastor's going through. Oh, he's up there at the pulpit and you know what he's doing on the side? You know? No, it's with confidence. It's with love. It's with trust. And it says that you go and you share your trespasses with one another. And it says, and pray for one another. So when Brian sees me, he says, Pastor, how's it going, man? I just want you to know I've been praying for you. That stuff you're going through, I'm praying that God heal you. That God give you the strength to overcome it. Because you know what? We're not here to put each other down. We're here to encourage each other so that we can reach the kingdom of God together. How many can say amen to that? The only time, I've heard it said this way, the only time you should look down at somebody is when you're helping them get back up. Amen? It says that you may be healed. And it says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. How many of you realize your prayers are powerful? Your prayers are powerful. They avail much in the kingdom of God. Why is it that the enemy tries to keep us so busy that we don't have time to pray? Amen? Because I really believe it's time for us to start the engine of the weapon, the raptor that the Lord, the God has given us. That we can see the power of prayer in measures we've never seen it before. That we start calling upon the name of the Lord and all of a sudden the atmosphere changes. The presence of God comes down and all of a sudden what seemed impossible becomes possible. Why? Because Daddy is coming down. Because his son or his daughter is calling him. That's how important you are to God. You know what? I have seen children when they cry and they put their hands out like that and say, Mama, Mama, or Daddy, Daddy. You know what? It's a hard thing to see a dad or a mom walk away from that. It's a hard thing to do. You want to embrace them. You want to love them. You want to pick them up. Well, it's the same way with you. When you call upon the name of the Lord and you're before him and you're saying, Daddy, Daddy, I need you, Father. Lord, I need you. You know what? It gets the Father's attention. And I want you to know that he's there to assist and to help you and to encourage you. Remember that he's a loving Father. He's a God that sees everything that you're going through and the greatness that he has is so that you can see his greatness working in your life. It's through the power of prayer that we connect with God in ways we've never done it before. I encourage you this morning. You know, this morning has been a really, you know, through the time of worship and the time of the kids just giving their report and hearing Marisa talk about what God has for her. You know what? It's a time of understanding that God is equipping you and preparing you for greater things. I really believe it's a time that God is saying it's time for you to be thrusted and start to be used for the kingdom of God. It's time for you to get off the bench. It's time for you to quit having your little pity parties about your own self. It's time for you to say, I want to be used for the kingdom of God. We're seeing the world be destroyed and we're seeing a lot of young people being taken by the drugs and the addictions that we see in this world. And you know what? I'm to the point that it's starting to get me angry. It's starting to get me so frustrated to see what the enemy is doing with our young kids. And I'm getting to the point that, you know what? We have to stand against it and start putting our hand and our prayers through it so that we can see the greatness of God in a new measure. You know what? I'm tired of seeing young individuals be taken too soon because of drugs. And that's why I really need prayer for tomorrow. Because I don't want to speak. Because I have so much anger. I need to be led by the Spirit. Because I don't want to see any more lives. Young lives. Being taken. Too early. A couple of years ago, we did 22 funerals in this church. And I'd say 16 of them were under the age of 50. The enemy has had his way long enough.
It is long enough.
It's time for us
to
start the raptors. Start using the power of prayer. Start using our lives as a light for the kingdom of God. Start being a voice for the things of Jesus in this, in our environments, in our villages, speaking it over our families. You know what? It's time for us. You know, everybody else is, I said this last Sunday, everybody else is out of the closet and the Christians are still in it. It's time for us as Christians to start sharing our faith. To start sharing what we believe. Because you know what? You have the true answer. We have the true answer. We have the true voice of God that can change things. And the thing about it is, I really believe that God is going to do some great things. And He's going to cause some things to happen. Even in this place where our worship, during the time of our worship, that God is going to move and things are going to change. I really believe that the atmosphere of this valley is going to be changed because there is a new voice coming from this sound, a speaker, like as a church. We're going to declare things. We're going to start praying for things because you know what? The enemy has had it long enough. We need to declare the kingdom of God. We need to declare the greatness of God so that we can see individuals coming to the house of God so that they can be saved, put right, and then start living with purpose and reason. I'm telling you, we've seen destruction all around us. We haven't seen the light shine as bright as we should. And I'm challenging you as a people. You got to let your light shine like never before. Let it shine. Let it shine. You know, I'm going to give you an illustration. There was this little girl that came home from church. And she looked a little confused. And the mom said, "What's the matter?" She said, "Mom, the preacher up there said that God is so big that this universe can't hold Him." And the mom said, "You're right. But then he said, I can ask God to come and live in my heart. And I'm confused because if God is so big, how can He come and live in my little heart?" And the mom did not answer that. She went upstairs and she was in her room and all of a sudden she comes down after a couple of hours and she says, "Mom, I understand. I know how God can do it." The mom says, "How?" Because He brings His greatness in here so that every one of my eyes, my mouth, my ears, every one of my can just shine Him forth. That He can shine through me, through all that I am. And I really believe that that's where we need to put God in our lives. Put the big God into our little lives so that He can shine forth wherever we go. But it's up to us to connect with that relationship of God. How many of us can say amen to that? We need to start using the weapons of our warfare. Quit being so much on the defense and always in the hiding places. Start putting yourself in a place where you start making the enemy run. We need to put ourselves where we start making the enemy run. How many can say amen to that?
Amen.
Let's stand up this morning. Ask the worship team to come up. And as the worship team comes up, if those that are doing the communion can come up as well. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Jerry said, you are marked for greatness. You know, we've been meeting with couples. We have 5 weddings that are coming up, which is exciting. And one of the neat things about when you see individuals, kind of their lineage, where they came from, and you see this other side coming together. Thank you. But it took all of this to get him here and all of this to get her here so that they could start something new. And I really believe that that's the way it is sometimes with us, that we don't see everything that God has really done for each of us to get us to a point where we know who he is. And God is saying, I am calling you for such a time as this. I've done all of these. Your grandparents had to meet the right people so that they could have your mom and your dad. And he connected all of this so that you could be here today. Isn't that amazing? So that you could be here today to be challenged to become everything that God wants you to be. And my prayer is today, as you come up with for communion, that you would connect with the greatness of who God is and the greatness that God wants to be in your life. So as you prepare your hearts, even right now, for communion, I pray, Father, the Lord, that you would bless everyone here. Let them see their importance in the kingdom of God. For you have brought us up for such a time as this. Prepare our hearts even right now. Cleanse us, Father, from the things of the past. So that, Lord, we may commune with you today with pure hearts. In Jesus' name. Come for your communion this morning. Amen. Situation we face, because you have given us Jesus, and all we need to do is connect and call on your name, my God. I pray this morning that there would be a challenge, Father, that we would not forget the power of communication with our God. The Lord, that we would call on you for all things, Lord, because Father, we need you in every area of our lives. I pray, Father, for success, Father, over my brothers and sisters. As they seek you, Lord, that you would come and change, Father, circumstances and situations. The Father, the Lord, even those prayers that they've been praying forth, Father, for their families, my God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that those prayers, Father, we would start seeing, Father, those families be restored, Father. And the prodigals coming back, Father, my God. We want to see, Father, the atmosphere of this valley change, Father. Where the enemy has raised the banner. We're tearing it down and we're saying no more does the enemy have authority over our children through drugs and alcohol and addictions, Father. The Lord, we're raising a banner that says Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord over our valley. Father, give us the strength, give us the boldness to be the children of God for such a time as this. No more playing around with spirituality, but taking that step forward and saying, Lord, I surrender. I surrender to you. Holding nothing back. Let that be our prayer in our hearts today as we take communion and say, Lord, we want more of you. We surrender to you in Jesus' name. And everyone says, Amen. This week may be a week of celebration, Father, for our brothers and sisters, that we may see victories happening in our lives. And Father, I thank you so much for being with our youth and just stirring in their hearts. And we look forward to getting the rest of the story, Father. We're grateful for what you met them with. And I thank you, Lord, for Marisa being here today. I pray, Father, the Lord, that you bless her, her mom and her dad, and Father, even the church where they're at, Father, bless them. Bless Pastor JD. I thank you, Lord, that he's raising individuals in the ways of the Lord. Thank you so much that we can stand together as brothers and sisters, wanting to see the greatness of God like never before. Father, just a special blessing over every visitor that is here this morning. Let their lives shine for you and grant them favor in their families, Father, in their relationships. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says, give each other a hug this morning. Thank you for choosing to be here this morning. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget, tomorrow, anyone that can help with that funeral.